Tonight's shiur, Simen Kuf Tzadi He and Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav. Simen Kuf Tzadi He. Chaburos sho'oichlin b'harbi mekoimus ma'adinam. Groups eating in many places. What's the halacha? Sif Aleph. Shtei chaburos sho'oichlos b'bayis echad o b'shnei batim. You have two groups eating in one room, one house, or in two different batim. In Miktsas and Ro and Elu is Elu, if some of the first group see some of the second group, Mitztarfus Zimun, you can join them, they can join together for Zimun. Vimlav, if not, Eino Mitztarfus. If not, they can't join. Vimyesh Shamosh Echad Ushtayim, but if there's one waiter serving both groups, Hu Mitztarfun, he will combine them. Uchagon Sheinichnasu Mitchil Adasi Hitztarf Yachad. And it has to be when they came to eat, they had in mind that they would join. The Yesh Misha Omer, there is one who says, She'im Rishus Harab Mafsekis Bein Shnei HaBotim, if there's a public thoroughfare dividing the two places where they're eating, Eino Mitztarfun B'Shum Inyon, then they cannot join. There's too much of a division between them. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph, Ron Eilu V'Chulu, if they see each other, Afilu Kesho Oichlin Kol Achas Al Shulchan B'Fnei Etzmo, even though they're eating on their own separate tables, the fact that they see each other unites them. So the notes point out a discussion if they see through a glass, a clear glass window, is that called seeing each other or not? And many poskim say that's fine. But if they only see through a mirror, that doesn't count. That's not good. Sifkan beis mitztarfos lezimun. So if they see each other, they can join for zimun. Or it's a low meaning to say. Im yirtzu, if they want, yichon lehitztaref, they can join. One could say the benching for all of them, be mostly them. But if not, even if they're in the same room, and they had mind to join, but they can't see each other. They're separate from each other. And no one sees each other, they can't join. But if there's a waiter who waits on both groups, even if the waiter is not eating, he still has the ability to join them by the virtue of the fact that he is serving both of them together. So he unites them. Even if they're in separate rooms, separate buildings, they can't see each other. But the shamish unites them. Sifkan vav, the Shulchan Aruch adds one condition. They came in with the intention that they're going to join. From the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, mashma, the implication is that filu bayis echad, that even in the best case scenario, the same room, say they see each other, gam kelo mitstarfi shteach b'usachad, the two groups will not be united, unless they came to sit down together. And this is similar to the idea we mentioned before. If you're in a restaurant and people eat together, they're not eating together. But if there's one party and on separate tables, then they are eating together. Now many achronim write, the bais echad, if it's one room, lo be'in klal she'yi konsum etchil daza. You don't need that they came with the intent of joining. U'bekol shiron ze'ezeh b'l'chod, as long as they see each other, or afilu be'ein ro'in ze'ezeh, or if they don't see each other, but there's one waiter for both of them, if it's enough to join them. And this is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon in his commentary in the Shnos Al Yoh. Look over there. Now, if there's a public thoroughfare dividing them, there's a Yesh Misha Omer that they cannot join. It doesn't have to be an actual public thoroughfare, a halachic rishus harab, shurochav tezayin amos, which is 16 amos wide. Duar din kashiyeh shvil hayochid. The same halach is true if it was a path that was smaller than that. It's called a shvil hayochid, a path for not just an individual, but a small path. Mafsik bein tayin, separated between the groups. That's the separation. Ve'efsh the davka kishu kavua gam yosek sham, perhaps that path is only considered a separation if it's there summer and winter, as opposed to a seasonal path. That won't count as a separation. Sivkar ches b'shum inyan, that they can't join at all. Hainarafilu kishahein roin zezeh, either they see each other, v'yishamash hamashamash ishtem, and the shamish serves both of them. If you have such a separation, then they cannot join. The Be'er Halacha has a question about these two groups that want to join. he brings a chiddush, a Rashba and a Ramban, that the scenario is whether the two groups were three and three on the table, or even two and two. If they are allowed to join each other, so they can starve to make a zimun. It's not discussing only when they each had a threesome and they decide to make it all big, one big benching. Even if they didn't have a shi'ur, they can create a zimun by joining. But then he says that the Rashbash and the Tshuva says this halach is only when each chabur had enough k'day l'zamin. And you want to join them, so we say, Rowan elu is good enough. They see each other as good enough. But if you didn't have a zimun on each table, then it won't help to join them like this. And he says, V'cheinu gam das agro, the Vilna Gaon held this way as well. And he says, Mestaber k'divrei, it's mestaber like that. So the halacha seems to be that this scenario we're discussing of uniting the groups who are sitting on different tables, maybe different buildings or different rooms, but they see each other is enough to mitzvah. This machloikis is it discussing when there are three and three and they want to join, or even if it's two and three or two and two. And it seems the Berloch is inclined to say that it has to be three and three. If you have two and two and you want to create a zimun, that this is not enough to create a zimun. This is just enough to mitzvah when you have a shear, so it's easier to combine them because each one can bench on their own. But if you only had two and two, there's already those who say that will not starve by the fact that they see each other, Shamash waits on them. And it seems to be that's the leaning of the Mishnah Berurah. Siyuv Beis. Ochlu miksosim b'bayis u'miksosim chutz b'bayis. Some ate in the room, some ate outside. Im ha'mavorich yoshev al niftan ha'bayis u'mitzarfon. If the one benching is sitting on the threshold, he will join those that are in and those that are out. Mishnah Berurah sifka and tes miftan ha'bayis. He sees everyone. It's no different than the case of some seeing each other. The Be'er Lochi here says it doesn't have to be miktsas and chutzabayis. It could also be when it's two bottom and the mevarach is on the miftan, he's mitzaref them. So as long as it's the same concept that he can join them, so the mechaber's case is some are in, some are out. If it could be in two separate places, but if he's in the middle and he could see them from his vantage point, he can join them.
Five and five,
so that's again the same shayla. Can you create a minion out of it? Pashtus, you're not. That's the Be'er Lochi said before, that lechor you're not going to mitzarf to create something new. It's just enough that they could bench together if they each have the shear. Se'iv Gimel, kol hechashim mitzarfos shtei chaburos, whenever two groups join, it's a requirement that they both can hear the one who's benching, they can hear the Birch HaZimun clearly. And the rest of the benching they'll do on their own. If they want that the Mezamin is motzi them, they have to hear the entire benching. Because otherwise they won't be Yotzeh. If you look later in Simon Reishif Beis, what is Bircha Zimun? The Dasa Machaber, the Shulchan Aruch holds, the Bircha Zimun hu Nivarech u'Baruch she'ochalnu. Bircha Zimun is just what we call the Bing Mizamein with Arasai Nivarech, Baruch she'ochal mishalom. The Dasa Ramoh, the Ramoh holds, the Daf Gad Gemar Bircha Hazon. It's all through the first bracha. So when the Machaber says that they both groups have to hear him until he finishes the Bircha Zimun, according to the Ramah, that would mean all the way through the end of the first bracha. Now this is in a case of need, that's the minimum. The best way is for all of them to hear the entire benching from the Mevarech. For who Yotziyim b'kol ha'birch samaz, and he'd be motzi than the whole benching. Look back before Simon Kuf Pegimel. Sivkan Yud Alpe Beir, to hear him clearly. Ubidiyavid, im lo shoma divi ha mezamish omi nevarech. Bidiyavid, they didn't hear him say nevarech. Vak shoma lo ha'onim sha'onim, they heard the response. Baruch shachal mishlo v'chul. Mutur gam ken la'ano simon b'yachad, he could respond, because he knows where they're up to, so he can answer. Sivkan Yud Beis Svichan Shish v'chul. If they want that the mezam is mostly them, they have to hear the whole thing. Of course, with kavanah to be yetzer. Simen kuf tzadivov. Misha ochal dvar iser imitzarf lezimun. Someone eats something he's not supposed to eat. Can he join the zimun? Sif aleph. Ochal dvar iser. Someone who eats a forbidden item. Afal pisha einu oser el midabonim. Even if it's only oser from the chacham, ein mizamnin alav. He cannot be part of zimun. Ve mevorchin alav. There's no bracha rishona. Lo batchila v'lo basof. Not at the beginning, not at the end. You don't make brachas. Something which is forbidden, you don't make a bracha on it. Not a bracha rishona, not a bracha achrona. And he can't be part of his zimun. Mishdebura sivkan alf. Devar iser. Afilu ein isur be'etzem. Even if the iser is not intrinsic. Eli mishum shu osur al asma d'avazem. Maybe he made a neder that he wouldn't eat it. That's already devar iser. Sivkan beiz ve'ein mevorchin alav. He can't make a bracha on it. V'adin she'ein amin al b'chasar. If he does make a bracha, we don't need to amin. Sefkan gimel lo batchila v'chul, not the beginning, not the end. Hold var isahu, since it's forbidden. Veish aver b'chilos, so he's doing a sin to eat it. Mina eitzes Hashem b'virchos ha'ozeh. This upsets to be bereshem kava yochol when he makes a bracha. Ukinin shenem, like it says, ubetzeh b'veich, ni eitz Hashem. When the criminal makes the bracha, it's disgusting to Hashem. Sefkan da'at v'lo basav, he doesn't make a bracha chone either. V'afilu ha'mochol k'dei seviyah. Even if he ate and he's satisfied, doesn't make a difference. Well, let's say he ate it without realizing it was asur. Then he remembered after he ate. Das hataz ve'od kam achronim. The taz and many achronim hold. To present such a case, yuchel avorach basof, he can make a bracha achrona. V'hayinu afil lo achal k'dei sviya, even if he didn't eat k'dei sviya, it's only drabonim. To bezeh lo sheikh ni, you can't say it's disgusting because he didn't realize. And in zimon, when it comes to mezumen, afilu b'shoigeg, even if he ate it by accident, not realizing, ein lezamein alzeh, he cannot be part of mezumen. Da'achilas iser lo chashiv kviyas, because when you eat iser, you're not kavua, you're not part of a group. Im ganav or goz al chitim, what if he stole wheat, utechonam, and then he ground it up, va'afon, and baked it into bread? Yesh om, some say, sha'af al pi shekonam b'shinoi, that even though it becomes his through the change that it went through from wheat to bread, v'ayim shalo, so he acquires it, el shachar l'sham l'dam avram, and he's required to pay money now to the person who owned the wheat, v'yikomolkom os l'varach hazeh, you still can't make a brach on it, v'ayim brach rishoyna, v'ayim brach nesamozim, whether it's samotzi, whether it's benching. V'ayim bracha de isba askar s'ashem, when it comes to bracha, which mentions Hashem's name, chomer tfei, it's more serious. V'tamadu b'chal niyetz is still called niyetz, even though he doesn't return the wheat anymore because it's been altered. V'yesh or others say, t'hol v'kana, since he acquires it through the shinoi, yachal avarach, he can make a bracha. V'daz ha'magen avram, so the magen avram writes, the inyan b'yachas ha'mozon, when it comes to benching, im achal k'dei sevi'a, and he ate enough to be satisfied. Yesh l'hoiros b'zeh, we should paskin in such a case, she'yivarech b'yachas ha'mozon, because it's the araisa. So we have to be machmer. But if he didn't eat k'dei sevi'a, then we tell him not to bench. If he stole the bread, then it's pasha, it doesn't make the bracha. The only shah is if he stole wheat, and then he changed it into bread. But if he steals a loaf of bread, that's nothing to talk about. He doesn't make a bracha. Sif beis. Im achal dvar iser b'mokom sakana. If he ate something forbidden, but it was a matter of life and death, mevarach alav, so then it makes a bracha. I am the come on Sinishtal, look there in Sinishtal. Mr. Bursav Khan, hey, Dvar Isser. Vafilu Achal Isser Diraisa, even if it's an Isser from the Torah. But Malkum Sakana, but it's a case of life and death. Gomba Plechoy, maybe he was very sick. Vatam, the reason is, the key with the Sakana, who since is a life threatening situation, Heterka Achal, it's mutter to eat it. Vadrava, and just the opposite. Mitzvah covered. He's doing a mitzvah to eat it. Lahatzel Nafra, save his life. Like the pasuk says, "V'chai behem." From a Chazal, the Chazal teaches, "V'chai behem." You should live by the Torah, lo sheyomazem, not to die. So, in this case, for him, it's a mitzvah, so he does make a bracha. Sivkan vav, I'm the command simon reshdal. Look on simon reshdal. The sham nishtan dezeh. There, this halacha is repeated. V'nispar sham b'sivches b'hagot. There, in sivches, there are more rights. Dim anasu la'chol, that if he's forced to eat it, enam avorach, he doesn't make a bracha. Even though he has to eat it because he's in sakana. Look there in Mishtabur. So there's a difference if he takes it voluntarily because he's a chayla and he needs to take it to survive, versus if he's fine, but his life is in jeopardy if he doesn't eat it because he's being threatened from the outside, so then he doesn't make a bracha. Siv Gimel. Shlosha she'ochel k'echad, three who eat together. Echad nizem yipas ovi k'chavim. One stays away from bread baked by nachu. Ve'echad eino nizem, the other one doesn't care. Oh, echad en koin v'ochel chalos, or one of them is a koin eating chal or truma. Afal pi she'oise she'nizer eino yochel l'cholim os she'eino nizer. Even though the one who's careful not to eat pas akum can't eat the bread of the other one. But though Yisrael a kohen, in the case of the kohen, the Yisrael can't eat with the kohen. Kivan she'oso she'eino nizer yochel le'achol emanizer, since the one who's not careful can eat both breads. He can eat bread from both. V'ha'kohen em Yisrael, the kohen can eat the bread of the Yisrael. V'starfen, they will join. They can make a zimun. Al hayu kohanim v'zar oichon ke'echa. But if the kohanim and the non-kohen are eating together, v'ha'kohanim oichon chala. The Kohanim eat chal, which the Yisrael can't eat. And the Kohanim happen to be makbid not to eat pas akum. And the Zor, who can't eat the chal, is eating pas akum. In such a case, they can't join. They can't join because Yisrael can't eat the Kohen's bread, it's kadosh. The Kohanim can't eat the Yisrael's bread because it's pas akum. For who adin, the same is true. The Shlosha Shumudar Mezemezeh, three people who are eating together, but they're all made in there, they're not to be netted from each other. Shadim Estav Lazim, they can't join for Zima, no one can eat the other one's bread. The Moses says, V'davka kishakol echad oichle mikikar, that's when each one eats his own bread. Oichle mikikar balabayis mitstav, if they're eating the balabos's bread, eating at someone else's table, and they divide it among themselves, they can join. The oichle mikikar echad, because they are eating from the same bread. Mishdabur sivkar and zayin, mitstavrin, they can join, provided that the kohen can eat from his and Yisrael's. Afal pish kol echad oich mikar, even though they are lemaisa eating their own breads, they can join since the potential is there to share. Sevkan ches einu mitstarfen. But if they cannot share, because the kohanim don't eat pas akum, and they're eating challah, that's kaddish, and the Yisrael is eating pas akum, so then no one can eat from each other, they're not mitstarf. Shekol tsev lezimun einu ela, to join for Zimun, it will only be if they're able to join together and share the same bread. And here they can't. The Yisrael cannot eat the Kaddish bread. The Kaham are not going to eat the Pas Akum bread. Or if three people make a neder not to get benefit from each other. Whether each one has a neder from the other. Or whether it's one from two and two from him. Because at least that one person is out of the loop. He can't eat theirs, they can't eat his. But if two people make a neder not to benefit from one, and the one made no such neder, they will mitstarf. Because the one can eat from all three. Because our person, the person can write, to who I did, the same is true. If one person is eating milk or cheese, and the other two are eating meat, and they wash, you can make a mezumin. The one who ate the cheese, he can eat from the bread of the ones who are eating meat. Even though the bread is filthy with meat stains, those are meat drippings, it doesn't make a difference. All he has to do is clean out his mouth, rinse his mouth, that means he eats something, drinks something, and he can now go from dairy to meat. In this case, the minig is the milchik one will be the mevarich, he's going to bench. Not vice versa. Why? He's the one who makes the mezuman. He's the one who can eat from both breads. The ones who are eating fleishik cannot eat from the bread of the one eating the cheese. Now, if the one who's eating dairy is eating hard cheese, then any mitzvah, they can't join. We don't say that after eating hard cheese, you just rinse and clean your mouth by eating and drinking something, and you can have meat. We say you have to wait 6 hours. So if you wait 6 hours after hard cheese, then the one eating the hard cheese can't eat from the bread of the fleishik ones. The ones fleishik can't eat from him, they can't join. V'chein. It's a similar issue from Rosh Chodesh until Tishwav during the 9 days. So we don't eat meat, unless it's a Sudas Mitzvah. And some are even careful by Sudas Mitzvah. And they only eat dairy. So those who are careful not to eat meat, they eat dairy. They can't join a zeman with the ones who ate meat. They can't eat together. Because the one who's eating fleishes can't eat milk. The one who eats milk is not going to eat fleishes. Because it's the 9 days.
Unless
they start with a kazayis of bread before the fleishes people ate their meat with their bread. If they ate a kazayis of bread, rolls on the table before you even start the meal, then you could join then. At that point, they can eat together. Or you had someone eating gazayis of bread that wasn't filthy, wasn't touched, not by meat, not by milk. He will join all of them. Everyone can eat his bread. If you keep your roll clean, then everyone can eat from that roll. That's the universal roll. It's the power of roll. So the assumption here is that the bread is covered with meat gravy, with cheese, whatever it is. That's the issue here. But if the bread is clean, they can certainly share from clean bread, and then you can start with emphysema. Se'iv Dalad. Eim is Amnin, Amisha Achal Pachis Mikazayas. If someone ate less than Kazayas, it's not part of a Zimun, because there's no requirement for Bracha Achrona. Unless you eat a Kazayas, you don't make a Bracha Achrona. Without a requirement for Bracha Achrona, you cannot be part of a Zimun. So whenever we discuss joining for a Zimun, by definition, you have to start with a Kazayas, and then we can discuss Mizumun, because you're required to make a Bracha Achrona.